Okay, let's discuss tonight part one of two. We're going to make it in terms of the avoda of shechita. Shechita lav avodahi. The Gemara we've had already at least twice came up recently, a couple of days ago, in Daf Samach Chesma Beis, where the Gemara quoted a machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. But the first shechita of Rav said on Daf Samach Chesma Beis, small v'layla in metamin beis ablia, zar v'sakin metamin beis ablia. What happens if there's a problem with the malika that is done on a bird? That's the discussion. So the Rav said that if the Kohen used his left hand or it was nighttime, so then ein matamna beis ablia. That shechita, that malika accomplishes something. At least there's no tumas nevela. But by a czar, if a czar did it, or if he used a knife instead of his fingernail, then matamna beis ablia. So then there is no tumah. So the Gemara asked, why is small? Maishna small de islayach shira biyom kippur. This is not on your sheet. I'm just reading this separately. Maishna, why do we say that small has an effect? Because small is kosher somewhere else on Yom Kippur, and Laila is kosher on somewhere else. Eivar mupadarim that burn overnight. Zarnami is kosher. So why shouldn't a zar who does malika, it should at least have some effect and not be matami beves abliya? So the Gemara says, no. Just because a zar has a hechsher, a zar should be kosher. Why? Because after all, a zar could do shechita. And if a zar could do shechita, that shows it's kosher in some other place, therefore it has significance that it should at least prevent the tumah of nevela from kicking in. Answers the Gemara, shechita lav avodahi. Don't bring me any rias from shechita, because shechita is not an avoda. It's not an avoda, and therefore, just because a czar could do it, that's not a precedent. That's not a model where we could say, hey, it's good over there, so it has an effect over here. The fact that it's good, that a czar could do a shechita, does not reflect on any of the other avodos, specifically malika, but meaning, sounds like any of the other avodos. Then the Gemara goes in, what about shechita paraduma? So that might be different, because the paraduma itself is by the kabayis. Okay, but that's where shechita lav avodahi came up very recently. We had it also back on Dav Yud Dalet Amid Beis, where the Gemara spoke about the connection between holacha and shechita. Because holacha, the Gemara said there, if you remember, Rabbi Shimon said that thinking a problematic thought in holacha does not pass the carbon, because holacha is efshel levatzla. You don't have to do holacha. You can do the shechita right next to the mizbeach. So the Gemara says, I shechita also. Is it similar? Is it not similar? So the Abaya there said, Yudanam Abayis, Vashchita da avoda shiefshel levatzla v'kshir bizar. If you want to say that all the avodos that are significant and needed, so then that is something that should not be able to be done by a czar or any of the psulim, but a czar could do shchita. So my answer is again there, Yudanam Abayis, shchita lav avodi. So the question is, what does that mean? Lav avoda. We know there are many, many sources that group the four avodos of a behema together. Many sources. The Gemara Dav Dalet, right, all the way at the beginning of the Masechta. The Gemara Dav Dalet and Aleph spoke about how do you know that there is a psul of Shalol Lishma. If you think a problematic thought, Shalol Lishma, in all of the Dalet avodos, the last, second to last line, the Yeshno B'Dalet avodos. Shechita Kapala Holach Hazrika. You only get Dalet Avodos if you include Shechita. So yes, the Gemara says Shechita Lav Avodahi, but we find many sources that seem to say, that say beferish, that Shechita is an Avoda. If you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos, Maisa Karbanos, we'll go in order. Maisa Karbanos, I'll just give you three Rambams. Dalet Yud Aleph. Okay, this is all background before we get to the source sheet. In Maisa Karbanos, Dalet Yud Aleph, the Rambam says, V'tzarech Shetei Machshavaso Bishas Shechitas Ha'ola. L'shem shisha dvarim. Right? You have to think properly during shechita, because that is one of the Dalet Avodos. That's what the Rambam says. Even more mefurish. The Rambam says in Hilchos Psuli Hamukdashin. The Rambam says in... Where is the Rambam? Here. He says it in Psuli Hamukdashin. Yud Gimel Dalet. Nimsei Slomad. Sheva Arba Avodos Hazebach Nifsa B'machshava. Shechita Kabbalah Holach Hazam U'bizir Kasol Mizbeach. So Yud Gimel Dalet. Then he has a parak later. In parak Yud Dalet Halacha Yud. She'arba avodos mitztarfos. V'harhein ka'avoda achas. So you have many cases, many, doesn't need to bring a riot. I just quoted a couple of Rambams. But there are Dalet avodos. Shechita Kabbalah Halacha Zrik. It says that many places. The question is, what does it mean when our Gemara says, Shechita lav avodahi? How literally are we meant to be, to take it? How different is it from the other avodos of a behema? What does it mean that what the Gemara linked it, or at least in one place, in terms of the Zohar being allowed to do it? We'll see if that has any connections. But this is the sugya of Shechita Avodahi. What is its connection to the other Avodos? What's its connection to Shechitas Chulin? Is it connected to its parallels by other Karbanos? For example, Malika, as our Gemara said, and what about Kemitza? Shechita, Kemitza, and Malika are all connected. The only Shechita could a Zohar do. But Malika and Kemitza Zohar cannot do. So what does that show about this institution? So that is what we're going to talk about over the next two Tuesday night shiurim. Split it up into two. Tonight we will discuss the definition according to the Rishonim. What does it mean Shechita Lav Avodahi? And a couple of applications of that. And then the second half of the shiur tonight will be discuss the fact that a Zohar could do the Shechita. Is that a l'chadchila? Is that a b'dieved? That issue. Next time, Be'ez Hashem, we'll talk about the other issues in Shechita, and that is, does one need a clear, which also connects to the significance of Shechita in the world of Avodos. Does Shechita need a klisharis, the knife? Does the knife have to be a klisharis? What is the relationship between Shechitas Kadshim and Shechitas Chulin? Is number two. And then, maybe we'll even get into Shechita connected to the other Avodos, and a couple of other issues as well. So we will see as we get into it. Okay, so now let's see some of the evidence. What does it mean, Shechita Lav Avodahi? So this is a discussion right at the beginning, the first time we had it, Tosas and Zvachim and Daf Yudal and Mabez, you have it in source number one. There are really three opinions in Rashi and Tosas. Why is Shechita not an Avodah? Why not? So Tosas quotes, Pirish Bakutris, beginning, he quotes, Rashi says it there, but I just gave it to you in Tosfos, Mida iskashu bakal apsulin. The fact that a pasul person could do avoda, could do shechita, so that shows it's not such an avoda. Because, is that a siman or a siba? That's a good question. Because a zar could do it, therefore it is not an avoda? Or is it because it's not an avoda, therefore a zar could do it? So which one is it? Which is not 100% clear in Rashi, just those words. Also, if you look in Tosas and Yuma, he quotes Rashi. But called Duchta, source number two, Pirish Rashi, Mishum de Ksheira Bazar. It's Ksheira Bazar. So again, Mishum. How do we understand Mishum? It's not 100% clear in Rashi whether it's a reflection or a cause. A Siman or a Siba. What would you say, Pashtus? Is it a Siman or a Siba? Pashtus is a reflection. Because it's not an avoda, therefore, zar is a result. That is how
it's like Tosas.
Sorry?
It's like Tuma.
Just like Tuma. Tuma reflects whether you did an act significant or not. So if you look in the end of Tosas and Yuma, it's not in Zvachim, but the end of that Tosas in source number two, he quotes, explaining Rashi, Vahayaniro liyashi pirish Rashi kein ulafarish, shchita lav avodahi, kivan de hukshru ba kolapsulin. All the psulim could do it. V'yafilu nashim avadim utmeim mistama lo chashiva avoda lefnei hamakom me'ezetam sheyia. O mishum denoheges nami bechulin. O mishum. Okay, we'll get back to that. But look what he says me'ezetam sheyia. When he says mefurish, for some reason it's not an avoda. Memela Zar could do it. So he says mefurish that Rashi Shita of Kshira Bazar is that it is. That is a result. That's not the cause. So Rashi really doesn't tell us what is the siba for some reason. But this is a reflection that Rashi always quotes. That is number one. Tosfos himself has a different shot. Tosfos says, continuing Tosfos back in Zvachim Yudalam Abayz, quotes Rabbi Yaakov Meir Lins. Rabbi Yaakov Meir Lins Mefarish Lava Vodehi. Why? Lefisha shave bechulin ubekadshim. The same act you have in chulin and kadshim. There's a mitzvah of shechita, one of the 613, according to the Rambam. Other Rishonim say maybe you shouldn't count it. It's only a matir. It's not a mitzvah. The Rambam might think it's a matir too, but you still count matirim as mitzvos. A separate topic. But Rabbi Yaakov Meir Lins says that it's not an avoda because it exists in chulin. Im kein lav mitam avoda tziva hamakom shechita. So you see, it's not It's not because, oh, it's an avot, Hashem says you have to do this. No, so it must be, it's a generic way of killing the animal. The fact that it exists by chulin, it must be that it doesn't have any special significance. So, that's a background, at least. What do you think of that? Right, so one could have said, I think, just the opposite. The fact that it exists in chulin, and it's still called one of the Dalet Avodos, makes it unique. The fact that it exists, and we take it, and we put it into a new context. There are different rules, as we'll see, between Shechitas Chulin and Shechitas Chadash. Maybe one could have said that it's raised, just as a mashal kal, not exact mashal, but a mashal kal. Amari Varabi, Rav Rosenzweig, always like to say that one sees obviously the uniqueness of the system of halacha when one learns kachim. Right, you don't have a parallel anywhere. Let's learn kachim, learn zvachim, menachas, chulin. But in a way, when one learns nezikin, one might see the uniqueness of the Torah even more. Because you take a construct that exists in the world, monetary, choshemish, but exists in the world, and yet it's not just what it's in the world. It's yadus. It's what halacha says about it, so there are different nuances and slightly different, and you can compare and contrast. It's not its own unique halacha, which doesn't have any parallel in reality, in the secular reality. So this is so nezikin might be unique in that regard, and that's what the Gemara says. High mind about the mevi chasidah. Somebody wants to be a chasid. The Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Lamed should be osei b'milu de nezikin. So maybe that's a mashal kal to say maybe how one could suggest maybe why doesn't the other Rishonim say what Rakam Yolin says, because that in fact that exists in chulin. So what? So it's a kachim too, and in kachim it's unique. We'll see Hashem next week, yes, the differences between kachim and chulin. Okay, but that is suggestion number two. The fact that it exists in chulin means that it is something weak and mundane, and therefore it is lav avoda. Obviously, Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zrika do not exist in any whole context. Finally, the third suggestion is made by Tosas anonymously. V'li nira, continues the Gemara, continues Tosas in source number one. Lav avot, and oh, just before that, according to Yaakov Meir Lins, is that a simon or is that a siba? L'chora, that would be a siba. Yeah. Rashi's view might more be of a simon, but Yaakov Meir Lins, if that's the case, then they might not even be arguing. Rav Yaakov Yalid is saying a Siba, and Rashi is saying a Simen. So that's a possibility. Again, nobody really talks about that, but it could be they're addressing different issues. One is saying a Siman, and one saying a Siba, and then maybe one wouldn't need to say that they're arguing. Okay, anyway, the third idea of a Li Nira, Lava Vodehi, Mida Machsherinan Likamon, Beperek Sheni, Omeid Bedarom, Vahoshit Yadu Litzafon, Vishachat Bakachi Kachim, Ubimakabel Pasol. Says Tosfos, the fact that certain halachos of the other avodos do not apply by shechita. For example, the shochet could be standing on the east side, not in the north. As long as the animal's in the north, that's good enough. Makabel b'tzafon, b'shlamim machshirin omei b'chutz v'oshi yadolafim. And by shlamim, where you only have to be in the azara, the shochet could be outside the azara. The one who is doing the act does not have to be inside. So again, the nitla, it could be in the air, the Gemara talks about, it could be badarum. So those, the fact that shechita is kosher by all of these, not puzzle acts, but acts that would have been possible by the other avodos, again, tells us shechita lav avod. And these pashas are also a siman, not a sipa. The way the Briska Rav, they quote Bishen, the Briska Rav, that he formulates this last approach, which could be connected to the previous ones, but at least the last approach, and that is maybe shechita is an avoda mitzad the cheftza, the behema, but not mitzad the gavra. Mitzad the shochet, it's not an avoda. That's why you can stand outside. That's why a zar could do it. Mitzad the gavra is lav avoda, and you have to check all the kinds of the gemara when the gemara uses it. Is it talking about mitzad the gavra? Mitzad the avoda, it's dalet avodos. Mitzad the behema, It's an avoda. It might even be mekadesh the behema in a certain sense, up once the shechita takes place. But that is a chiluk. You could say lav avoda misada gavra or misada behema or misada the process of dalal avodos. It is an avoda, and that's why you might have some of these flexibilities where the kohen or where the person, whoever shechting is standing. That's part one. And that is, what does Shechita Lavavota mean? Is it Rashi that Kshir Bazar? Is it Rabbi Yaakov Mirlin's that says that the same as in Chulin Akachim, which Bezrim will get back to next week? And the third day of Ali Nira is that there are other psulim that are kosher by Shechita and not by others. Good. Part one. Part two. What are some nafkaminas? Where do you see the Chazal or even Rishonim using this principle to tell me different halachas about Shechita? Where do we see this? How far do they go? Because again, the more, we just had a lamda shchiluk, a mitzad, the behema, mitzad, the gavra, but we'd like to see in general, there might be mentalities of Rishonim who try to limit this principle, not use it to explain differences, or Rishonim that try to say, no, Shechita l'avavod, and therefore there can be many differences between Shechita and the others. So where do we see this principle in action? Number one. Well, I'll mention one outside. I didn't put it in the Makaris because we're going to do it next week. But Hashem, and that is, there's a Radvaz in Maisa Karbanis in Dalet Zion who says, Shechita lavavodihi, and therefore one does not need kli sharis for Shechita. Just use any knife. So that's why that's number one. Right? The Gemara never says that. That's the reason. You might not need a kli sharis, which we'll talk about. But to say that Shechita l'avavodihi is the reason, so that is something that the Radvaz mentions in Maaser Karbanis and Dalet Zayin. Number one. Number two, Rashi and Maseches Sota. Rashi Maseches Sota, at the end, similar to number one, but the end of the Tosafot Rashi, quotes Rashi and Sota, Daf Yudalet, source number four, Rashi Pirish, the Sakin Havi Klisharis, how do you know it's a Klisharis? We'll have to get back to this, the Tnan, Kala Kalim Sha'asa Moshe Mishichasan Mikadashtan. When Moshe Rabbeinu made a Kli, he anointed it with the Shemana Mishcha. Mikan Ve'elech Avodasa Mechan Chasan. But afterwards, the Avod is Mechanech. And says Rashi, because Shechita obviously is one of the avodos, so therefore it must be that the avoda makes it into a klisharis, it's a makavishit. Says the Tosas Rash, v'lav rayahi. Why? The Shechita lav avodahi. What do you mean avodasam mechadchasan? This isn't an avoda, says the Tosas Rash. How can you use that principle by Shechita of avodasam mechadchasan if it's not an avoda? It's ksher bizarre. Again, Rashi says ksher bizarre. Right, he quotes he says what Rashi usually says. So therefore, says the Tosafot Rashi, one cannot say. You have to give a different shot. How do you know Saka is klisharis? Which we will get back to. But what about Rashi? Rashi knows Shechita l'avavodah, he knows that Gemara. How can he say avodasa mechad chasan? So again, it must be Rashi has a more limited view of Shechita l'avavodah, and maybe that's even why he only says a siman, not a sibah before. Because why is it? It's limited in certain cases, fine. But I'd rather not apply it in cases where I don't have to, and that's why he would say it is an avoda. And klisharis is beside the avoda if you want to take that approach, and therefore it would be okay. Good. Next. Tosfos in Maseches Megillah. The Gemara in Maseches Megillah, the Mishnah there, and the Gemara that we know, Daf Chav, talks about all the mitzvahs that can be done by Yom. You have the whole day to do them. But lively, have the whole night to do them. So the Mishnah there discusses what are some mitzvos that have to be done by Yom and you have the whole day. So the Mishnah says, Kemitza, Haktara, Tenufa, all different parts of the Avoda. Left out of that list is Shechita. Malika is there, Kemitza is there. If you look in the Gemara there on Daf Chaf, it's source number five. So where's Shechita? The Gemara has Psukim to teach me each one of these avodos. Biyoma nifchemesa omer. Ula hagasha iskish latnufa. Vlakachoy miyadak ishes. Minchasakanos. What about Malika Kemitza Haktara? Ulazoya? Biyom tsavos was bnei Yisrael. They all have these psukim with biyom in it. Where's Shechita? Says Tosfos. La Kemitza Haktara dechsib biyom tsavoso. Aval Shechita lo mafkinon mehaikra. This pasuk that teaches me all the avodos, biyom tzavoso, it's talking about all the avodos. Why, where's Shechita? No, you can't learn it from that pasuk. Why? Dilav avodahi. Shrek Shir Bazar. That's what's always quoted. Like Rashi says, a number that we had in number one. Tosva says, Shchita cannot be included in the same pasuk of the other avodos. To teach me that it has to be by Yom. The Kram Mishtoi be avodah. The Chsiv Hagram's Karbanchem. Tosva's taking a very serious view. Again, Tosas Arash, maybe it's Lashitasam, that they have a more expanded view of Shkita Lavavodahi, and therefore they use that principle. Rashi doesn't say anything there, right? Maybe Rashi Lashitasam, and Rashi in Sota, that takes a more limited view that Shkita Lavavodahi should not be applied whenever we want. So, number one, we have the issue of whether you need a Klisha race, and that connects to the Tosa Rush. We'll have it in the second Afkamina. What is the source that Klisha race is, the Sakha Klisha race? Is it Avodasa Bechad Chasan or not? Do you apply that principle to Shchit or not? That's really the Nafkam, the Machlokas. Do you apply the principle of Avodasa Bechad Chasan to Shchita? Number three, could you use a Pasik about Avoda to include Shchita? That's Tosfos, the source number six. And number four, we have the next very important discussion of the Cheshek Shlomo, Reb Shlomo Mivilna, in the back of Menachas Daf Yutes. We're going to do the second half of his words first, and then we'll come back to the first half. If you look in the brackets on the last four lines, he quotes his brother, Reb Bezalel. Bezalel Mivilna is the brother of Shlomo Mivilna. So he quotes in the back, there is a Zohar. There's a Zohar that says, a Yisrael should do the Avoda and not a Kohen. We'll get back to that soon, but that's what this is going to connect to us now. The Zohar says, see where he says, Umipi Mar Achi Agon, fifth to last line, Shamati Lefarish Divrei HaZohar HaKadosh Anal, Dahad Amar Takana Asir Lei. The Kohen is Asir to do the Avoda, to Shechita. Ratzalomar, well, let me even, before we see the next line, the question that he's answering is, if Shechita lav avodahi, then how could the Kohen wear his big day kahuna when he does the avoda? We touched on it a little bit in the sugyas, in the topics about big day kahuna, but we know some of the big day kahuna had shatnas in it. The last Rambam in Hilchas Shatnas, in Hilchas Kilayim, the Rambam there talks about this. And he says, Machlokas Rambam Raivit, only B'shas Avodah, Shlo B'shas Avodah. But if we assume it's based on the principle of Ati Docha Lo Sase, that a Kohen who's doing the Avodah could wear the Begadim, but Shechita Lav Avodah he. So how could the Kohen wear the Begadim when he does Shechita? So the fact that that question is even asked takes a very serious view of Shechita Lav Avodah he. That you wouldn't be able to say Ati Docha Lo Sase? What do you do if you take such a strong approach? What do you do with all the Gemaras? Dalar Avodos. So the fact that you even asked that question shows a certain mentality. So you might answer, it is an avoda for this amount, for this. But, says the Cheshek Shlomo, a different answer. Fascinating, in the name of his brother. And this also explains the Zohar, that says that a Kohen cannot do the avoda, cannot do Shechita. Why? Ratzalomar, the Kohen bebigde kahuna aser lishchot. He'd get Malkus because of Kilayim. You're exactly right. Without Begadim, of course he could Shecht. And what does it mean in the Zohar when it says someone else should Shecht, not a Kohen? It means a Kohen without his Begadim. As we had back on Daf Yud Tezayin Yud Zayin. Bizman Shevigdeyim Aleyim Kunasam Aleyim. Dafka saying a Kohen should do it, that means a Kohen, a full Kohen, with his begadim. V'adam Revishachat Achra, Hainu, Mishum de below Big De Kahuna, Havi Le Zar, De Big De Malimim Kunasam Aleyim, V'kari Le Achra, V'zen Nirali Kapter V'ferach, B'ferish Divri Zohar Kadosh. Beautiful pshat. The big chiddush is, there's nowhere in Shas that it says that a Kohen is not allowed to wear his begadim during Shechita. That's a huge chiddush. No, Pashas is, what, see, and that also means that you would never be able to have one Kohen do the Shechita and the Kabbalah. Because, right by, how do you do it? A Shochet, it can't stop in midair, the Shochet can zalai with Begadim, the Kabbalah, he has to be wearing Begadim. So, to say that anywhere, that's too serious of a detail to have been left out of Shas. So,
maybe like it's maybe like Barn Keachad, if he's holding a Shechti at the same time, and,
if he's shechting, how can he say Ban Ke'echa though? He can't be wearing the Begadim when he starts the Shechita. So, when does he put on the Begadim? right? And when he starts, he didn't do the Kabbalah yet. So it's a beautiful pshat in the Zohar. Maybe that's what the Zohar holds. But al pi nigla pashtus, you would say, what's the answer? What's the answer to the question? You would say that shechita levavot doesn't go that far. It's limited in certain ways for whatever reason. Maybe it's connected to chulin. It's in a different category of the other avodas, but it doesn't mean that it's not that an avoda legabe ase doche lo sase. That is a big chiddush. The other way to say it is that maybe shechita lav avoda, and we did this just a suggestion now. Maybe shechita lav avoda is when a zar does it, it's lav avoda. But maybe when a kohen does it, it is an avoda, and therefore there could be two tracks in shechita. And this will lead us into the next section that we're going to talk about. But who says lav avoda when a kohen does it? Maybe it can be lav avoda, but once he does it, you still get allowed. Okay, a fascinating, amazing question that you could ask that maybe he shouldn't be allowed to wear his begadim. But that is what the Cheshek Shlomo says. We'll have to get back to the first half. But this was all part two, a couple of nafkaminas, where we see Rishonim and Achronim use the principle of Shechita Lav Avoda in various ways. Again, do you say that you don't even need a Kli Sharis because Lav Avoda hi? Do you apply the principle of Avodasa Mechanchasa, number two? Number three, could you include it in Psukim for the other Avodos? And number four, what about Big Day Kahuna? Fine. Part three, the third and final discussion that we're going to have now, is what about relating to who shechita ksheira bizar? So Rashi connects those two. Shechita lav avoda because of shechita ksheira bizar. Maybe not because, but as a reflection of. So ksheira bizar, that lashon, does that give anything away? It's kosher with zar. Should a zar do it? Or can a zar do it? What would be better? Mehira yibana beis hamikdash. Should we try, or should we try to give it to the Kohen? If you say it's two tracks, as we just said, so is it better to go down the Avoda tract? Or is it no? Once the Torah says that you don't have, it doesn't have to be an Avoda, then it doesn't have to be. So where's the evidence? So there's a lot of evidence on here. So I just gave you a few on each side. A few sources on each side related to this evidence. First is the Gemara we had earlier, the beginning of the third parak. The Gemara is Vachem Daf Lamed Beis. The third parak started off, if you remember, Kol HaPsulin. All Psulin, that Shecht, are okay. That was the beginning of the third paragraph on the Laman Aleph on the base. Kol Psulin Sheshachtu Shechitas and Ksheirin. All Psulin that Shesht, their Shechit is kosher. And the Gemara picked up on that Lashon. That's a Lashon of Bidiyavid. Kol Psulin Sheshachtu, their Shechit is kosher. Why is it only Bidiyavid? Says the Gemara now in source number 8. Shachtu Diyavid in Lechadchila lo. Sounds like only Bidiyavid. It's okay. But Lechadchila not. So Veraminu. But what do you mean? Look at the brisa. Vishachat shechita bizar ksheira. Shashchita ksheira bizar v'urashu avada v'tveim v'afilu b'kachshi kachim. O'enel v'konim. And then we quote a pasuk to teach me that a czar is allowed to do it. Which, by the way, just as an aside, the fact that you need a pasuk to tell me that shechita is ksheira bizar, does that tell me something? That tell me. According to that second pshat that we said at the beginning of it exists in chulin and kachim, so what do you need the pasuk for? It's a svara. It exists in Chulin. Therefore, why would you think you need a kohen? The fact that you need a pasuk, that itself might tip us off to say there's something different going on here. Well, that's the Kamash Malan. But obviously, we would have thought that it should have a kohen, and that's why we need a drushes chazal to tell us that it's okay with a zar. And parenthetical thought. It's a very important, I think, parenthetical thought. But something to think about. So the Gemara says, how could you say it's only b'di'eved? You see the Brisa says l'chadchila. So it answers the Gemara, four lines from the bottom. Hu adin dafi l'chadchila nami. You know, even l'chadchila zar could do it. Umishim t'kabayla misti t'meim. L'chadchila lo b'zeir shemiyuk b'basar tana sheshachtu v'tami b'di'eved shapir. It only, because tame is only b'di'eved. Because you don't want it to be tame the carbon. So that's why it says l'chadchila b'di'eved. But really, l'chadchila a zar can do it. Really, a zar can do it. That's the l'chadchila. So, that's the Gemara in Zvachan that we have. So, but what about the other evidence? What do the Rishonim say? What do other Chazal say? So, let's first discuss a couple of sources where it seems like there's a lechadchila of the Kohen. Why would that be? Again, it may be if there are two tracks in Shechita, and Lav Avodah is only when the Zohar does it, and when the Kohen does it, it is more of an Avodah, then for sure, you understand why there's a lechadchila. If we say there's a lechadchila also, then shechita all of a sudden becomes closer to the other avodos. If we say there's a lachachila for the Kohen to do it. Yes, a Zar could do it. But if we say there's a lachachila, it brings it closer to the other avodah. So where do we have? So the Gemara tells us in Maseches Ksubis, the end of Ksubis, Daf Kufav. The Gemara is discussing there what people who work for the Beis HaMikdash, where do they get paid from? Where do they get paid from? Which collection? Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Tamar Chacham Hamawamdin Hilcha Shchita LeKohanim Hayinot Linskar Mishum Azalishka. Tamidei Chachamim, the rabbis who taught Hilcha Shchita to the Kohanim, they got paid from the Tshuvas Alishka for the collected funds. Rav Gidol Amarav, Tamar Chacham Aladin Hilchas Kmitza LeKohanim, Not Linskar Mishumas Alishka. Whoever taught them Kmitza. And what about the women who wove the Paroches? The Gemara says. So all these people. See, read the Gemara. If you're learning the Nexubis, you don't think of anything. You just go run through this Gemara. You don't think of any its significance. The Tosfos there, Milad Nilchas Kmitza. It says Shchita and Kmitza in the Gemara. What about Malika? Ha delo kashe Malika shebichlal hilchas Shchita hein. Malika is included in Shchita, so they taught how to do Shchita, how to do Malika. They taught. Why are they talking about how to do Shchita? Let the Bailam do Shchita. What's the big deal? Let the Talmidei Chachamim themselves do Shchita. And if you say that Malika is included in Shchita, they taught them both. Again, you can't build a shear on this Tosfos, but it seems to point in the direction that there is a kiyum for a Tosfos that the Shchita and Malika connected, and maybe the Kohanim should be doing the Shchita. The Mishnah says in Maseches Yuma, another source, second source, Hapayis Hasheni, when they had the gorals in the Beis HaMikdash. Every day, who does what? Avoda? So by the carbon tamid, Hapayis Hasheni. First one was for the Chumas HaDeshen. Second one, who's going to do all the avodas of the tamid? What's the first one? Mi Shochet. Mi Zorek, Mi Medashin, Vechulu. First pious. Mi Shochet, Mi Shochet. Let the Zor Shochet. Why did the Kohanim get the lottery of Mi Shochet? Mishnah just says it. Pashtus, maybe you would say that lechachila b'kohen. Again, we try to get him to do it. Some Rishonim limit this to say that maybe there's a difference between different types of karbanis. The Ritva there in Source 13, v'hadam afaisan al hashochet mishum da'af al pisha shchidak sheir bizar mitzvasa b'kohen lechachila. There's our first Rishon that says a beferish. L'charchila a Kohen should do the Shechita. K'de Isa hasam b'zvachim. So b'zvachim, to get there, I quote some Gemara, it's not 100% clear, but he says, Shechita l'charchila should be t'ksher b'zar. That's a b'di'evet lashon. L'charchila b'kohen. If you look in the Me'iri there, the Me'iri says, there's a l'charchila b'kohen, but lav dafka by all karbanis. This is, what is this talking about? Karban sibur. Karban tamid. Says the Me'iri, Mikom HaKom Mephaisin, back in Source 12, Hayu Aleha, Bebeish L'Chadchila, Tzricha Kohen B'Karbin HaTamid, Af Al Pisha B'Shar Kabbat, Zbutar L'Chadchila Bazar, Kohesh Bar Perak Revi, Bekibet Shano Dolema, Depayis Biu HaShokhe, Lebefaisin Od B'Chol Yavot, B'Chulu. But he alludes to it, it's after the Karbin Tamid. Karbin Tamid, meaning maybe Avodos Sibur. Karbin Sibur have L'Chadchila when it comes to a Kohen. If you look back now at that, at the Cheshek Shlomo, that we had in Source 7, he also says this without quoting these Rishonim. He might not have had these Rishonim. But back in Source 7, the Cheshek Shlomo in the middle quotes, trying to put together a lot of evidence of, you should have the Kohen, you shouldn't have had the Kohen. So he quotes this idea. Gamki Mari Bakar ben Yachid, Kamod Mari Kor, Veshachlis ben Abakar, Vesham Mitzvasu Babailin, Mishabachi Aser Bakohen, Ubal Azor, Roshim Mari Chel Shitaso. So he quotes this idea, maybe there's a difference in words underlined, Vonichal Azar Lishchan Hen Karbat Sibor. Maybe there's a difference between carbon yachid and carbon sibur, which itself, if there's by a carbon sibur that no individual has the connection to it, then let a Kohen do it. Mashiach, when it comes by a carbon yachid, maybe it's everything I can do, so let me do it. It's my connection to the carbon. Again, these sources say that, many of them say that a Kohen did it. It doesn't say specifically that a Kohen should do it, but the Ritva does. The Ritva interprets, that's why there was a pious, that a Kohen should do it. Suggests the Rishash, maybe this machlokas, whether this issue, whether it's lachil b'kohen or not, is even a machlokas. It's not even a machlokas on Maron or machlokas Tanoim. It's a machlokas in Tanakh. So this is a genre of of Vart that we always have. Oh, Moshe and Aaron were arguing about Yesh Lo Midas. You know, that kind of a Torah. But this is about the Rishash's suggestion explaining Gemara Maseches Brachas. The Gemara says, Elanar Azes Palalti, Chana. Chana, one of the Neviot, says that I daven for this Nar. Chana tells Eli, Om Rabbi Elazar, Shmuel Mora Halacha Bilfrei Rabbo Haya. Shmuel Paskin in front of his Rebbe. Eli. Why? It says they shechted the par and they brought the nar to Eli. What is the connection between shechting the par and bringing Shmuel? Eli was brought the par and he says, bring a Kohen. Eli was the Kohen Gadol. So maybe he was elderly, he couldn't shecht anymore. Bring a Kohen! Chazinu Shmuel Tavi Mahadji Basar Kohen Lemishchad. Shmuel saw that he was looking after a Kohen. Omer Lehu Lama Luchal Aduri Basar Kohen Lemishchad. What's the big deal? Why are you searching? Shchita Bizar Ksheira. He was a Levi. Maybe he was saying, I can do it. Let me do it. Shchita Ksheira Bizar. I saw the coming to Eli. So Eli found out that this is what he says. They burned him in front of Eli. Omer Lehi Minalachaha. How do you know that? Omer Lehi. He quotes the Drasha that this is the source. For Shkida Kshir Bazar, Miksiv Vishachar Akoin Dikri, Vuakoan, Vikri Vakoanim Ksiv, Mikabal Velech, Mrs. Kahuna, Mikal Shkida Shkir Bazar. If you look in Parshas Vayikra, the first time that the word Kohen is mentioned is only by the second Avodah of Hakrava, which we Chazal assume to mean Kabbalah, meaning before that Shkida is okay. So Shmuel says, that's where I learned it. So Amalei Eli answers him, Meimer Shabar Kamrit. You say well, Umi Omor Halacha Befni Rabchat. But now I have to kill you. Right? You're correct, but now I have to kill you because you're more halach in front of me. So Chana steps in and says, no, I don't want another son. I want this son. Leave this one because Lanar hazeh his palalti. So that is the gemachlokes. So after Rishash, so what did Eli think? Eli didn't know the halacha. Eli also knew the halacha. So says Eli, they're arguing about who's the lachadchila. Who's the lachadchila? Shmuel Anavi says, just get his czar to do it. Eli is saying no. L'chadchila, a Kohen should do it. Nira says the Rishash in Source 15. De Eli nami yada din de shchita bizar ksheira. El de l'chadchila ha'yignoa gimba Kohen. Mashakaza le'a v'chulu. Ushmuel says no. Didn't hold of that l'chadchila. But that is Eli. So again, there are a number of sources that point to a Kohen. Gemara in Ksubis. And Daf Kuvav. Right, they used to teach the Kohanim Hilchos Shechita, the Mishnah in Yuma, that they had the pious about the Kohanim, the Ritva says a Beferish, and Eli who said, you're right, it's Kasha Bizarre, but you know what, I'm looking for a Kohen. So Eli Shechita against Shmuel might have been the other Shechita. What about some sources related to the Bilam's involvement? So the Pasuk says, I gave you the Pasuk, 16, V'shachar is ben abakar lefnei Hashem, somebody shechts Vehikrivu b'nei Aaron akohanim. They are only mentioned by Vehikrivu, the second avoda. It doesn't say v'shachat b'nei Aaron, v'shachtu b'nei Aaron. Only after the Vehikrivu they're mentioned. Right? And the Ramban right there quotes, Mikabala ve'elach mitzvahs kahuna, limed al shchidah shekshir bazar. He's quoting Rashi. Right? This is the source that a czar is allowed to do the shchidah. This is the source of it. Who is the lechachila though? So if you look in the Chizkuni in Source 18, v'samach v'shachat. Smicha was just quoted in the previous pasuk. Habaylim l'shamesh bo lifnei boram ad kabbalah ve'elich shemitzvah al kahuna. Chizkuni seems to be telling us that let the owner do what he can. L'shamesh bo lifnei boram. The Yisraelim can't do anything besides this. Let him do a shimush in front of their borei. Let him do the avoda. They can't do other things. Let him do it. And he might be alluding to the Gemara in the next verse of Menachos, where the Gemara compares smicha to shchita, saying that the bialim are shochet because it's kesher to the smicha. As you see, smicha is a very personal connection. Right, smicha, I lead on the animal. If it's al-chait, I do vidui on the animal. If it's a shlamim, I say divrei shevach on the animal. But either way, there's a special connection between the owner and the carbon, and therefore it might be a reason for the bailim to try to do a lechachila. Or the Mishnah Maseches Kelim. The Gra is mayor on this Mishnah. Right? Not all of us know Kelim so well. But the first parak, even those who haven't done Kalim, the first parak is it's all about Eretz Yisrael and the Eser Kedushos. So there, in the first parak, it's described, the Mishnah is describing the 10 levels of Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. And the more Kedusha place is, the less people are allowed to go in. Right? Kodesh Kadashim, hardly anything. Kodesh Kadashim, Heichal, Azara. So that's working out. But the Mishnah is work in. So starting with the Chel. The Chel was a little, at the end of the first line, the Chel was a little fenced in area within Harabayis. Mekudesh bimenu, it's Mekudesh from the rest of Harabayis. Shein Gaim Tmeimis, Achlas Lasham. The Gaim Tmeimis cannot go the Chel. And that's what's important for us, Bezban Hazeh. We have to know exactly where the Chel was, because outside the Chel, even we are all Tmeimis. We're allowed to go onto Harabayis. You're just not allowed to go onto where the Chel was. So, Ezra's Nashim, Mekudesh bimenu, getting more in the Ezra's Nashim, Shein Tful Yom, Nechnas Lasham. Vein Chayevanam Karis, as we spoke about the Ezra's Nashim and Tful Yom. Ezra's Yisrael, Mekudesh bimenu, Shein Mechuziki Burim, Nechnas Lasham. Mechuziki Burim can't go in there, Chayevanam Chathas. That's what the Gemara discusses. What about a Mitzora, who's getting sprinkled on? He has to stand in the doorway of Shara Niknar, because he's Mechuziki Purim. Last line. Ezra's Kohanim, so that's the first 11 Amos. The east 11 Amos in the Azara, that's called Ezra's Yisrael. And a Yisrael is allowed to go in there. The next 11 Amos, until you hit them, is Be'ach, that's called the Ezra's Kohanim. Ezra's Kohanim, Mekudeshes Mimena, She'ein Yisrael Nechlasim L'sham, Ela B'shas Sarcheihem. Yisraelim are allowed to go in there, Kohanim go in there whatever they want. But Yisraelim, only when they need to. For what? L'smicha, L'shchita, L'tznufa. Says the Gra here, L'chadchila b'bailam. What do you mean they're tzarech? Let him not go. What kind of tzarech is that? Let him not do it. The answer is no. There's l'chadchila for them to do it. L'chadchila for them to do it. Right? And that's, again, you can't build a shir about any one of these, but you put a number of these together, you see there is definitely some evidence that the Yisrael should do it himself. Or in the whole description of the Mishnah Psachim by Karban Pesach, the whole discussion of all Bnei Yisrael are split up into three groups, and there the Mishnah, without making fanfare, the end of the third wide line, the Mishnah says, Shachat Yisrael v'kibel ha-kohen, nozal l'chaveir v'chulu v'chulu. So again, it says Shachat Yisrael. The Yisrael is doing the Shechita. Are you going to tell me, okay, maybe that's not the Karban Pesach. Just like you want to say the Karban Tumid is a special din, maybe the Kohen, maybe the Karban Pesach is a special din connection to the owner. Okay, either way, but if you generalize it, there seems to be a number of sources of evidence where L'chadchila, the Shechita, is on the Bible. So again, this is the more that it's on the Kohen, as we said, the more that you might say it's connected to the other avodos, the more it's on the Bailam. It's the Bailam, it's the transition. It's the first avoda, but it's the last act that the Bailam can be involved in. So it's really a transition point in the avoda of each and every karban. But lav avodahi, how serious is it? How much do you limit it? These are discussions. This is what's behind a lot of these sources. So again, number one, we discussed what is Shechita lav avoda. The three different shitas, how do we understand it? Rashi in the 2 days of Tosfos. Number two, we went through a couple of halachas where it is Shechita lav avoda impacts. And third, we discussed L'chadchila b'bailam, L'chadchila b'kohen, different sources on both sides. But Hashem, next time we will discuss the other issues related. What about Kli Shareis? What about related Shechitas Kashim and Chulin and other issues? Okay, we'll stop here.